This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Balendra Shah shows flood affected senior citizens of government support. Communication Minister Dr. Bikram Timilsona says government is making all-out efforts for rescue and recovery in flood affected areas. DNA samples collected from 1181 bodies to identify flood victims. And US envoys head to Kiev after talks with Russian President Putin in Moscow. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has assured senior citizens affected by the recent floods that the government stands firmly with them. In a social media message, Prime Minister Shah said the rescue of 64-year-old Chandrika Shrestha from flood-hit Betravati of Nuwakot had spread a ray of hope across the country. He said many elderly people have been rescued from the affected areas and assured survivors that the government would not abandon them during this difficult time. Prime Minister Shah said that the floods had taken away homes, property and loved ones from many senior citizens, but could not take away their dignity, experience and wisdom. He also urged people not to insult or unnecessarily criticize disaster survivors and called for support to security personnel risking their lives in ongoing search and rescue operations. Minister for Information and Communication Dr. Bikram Timilsona has said the government is making every possible effort to rescue people affected by the recent floods. Addressing the District Disaster Management Committee meeting in Nuwakot yesterday, Minister Timilsona said the government has given priority to rescuing those still stranded in the disaster-hit areas. He said safeholding centers and medical facilities have been arranged for survivors, while the government is also preparing emergency and long-term plans for recovery and reconstruction. Likewise, talking to Gorkhapatra Daily, Communication Minister Timilsona said the government would make or prepare long-term housing arrangements for flood victims. He said all government forces have been mobilized in the affected areas and that electricity and communication services have been restored quickly. The minister further said the government has scientifically managed the bodies recovered from the floods. He said temporary arrangements have been made for bodies not yet claimed by families. Minister Timilsona stated that the devastating flood had delivered a major lesson and highlighted the need to prepare for similar disasters in the future amid the growing impacts of climate change. Communication Minister Timilsona also stressed the need for climate justice and urged the international community to take Nepal's climate-related risk seriously. DNA samples have been collected from 1181 bodies recovered after the recent floods to help identify the deceased. Nepal Police spokesperson DIG Abhi Narayan Kaple said samples have also been collected from 1186 relatives of the deceased for DNA matching. He said DNA sample collection is being carried out on a priority basis to identify the recovered bodies and hand them over to their families. According to the latest update from Nepal Police Headquarters, 1,339 bodies have so far been recovered, while 4,044 people remain missing. Of the recovered bodies, 1,037 have been buried in accordance with required procedures, while the identification and management of the remaining bodies are underway. Meanwhile, security personnel continue search and rescue operations in the affected areas. A preliminary rapid damage and needs assessment shows that the disaster has damaged 55 kilometers of roads, 37 motorable bridges and 68 suspension bridges. Similarly, around 1,806 hectares of farmland, 13 hydropower projects, one solar power plant, and two transmission lines were damaged. The assessment estimates that 783 megawatts of hydropower generation capacity was affected by the disaster. Meanwhile, the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or OCHA, says Nepal needs around 7.5 billion rupees for immediate humanitarian assistance to help affected by the devastating floods. The OCHA has appealed for $49.6 million to support six affected districts, including Rasuwa, Nuakot, Dhading, and Gurkha. According to the UN, more than 84,000 people from more than 19,000 households and 17 local levels have been affected. The requested assistance is intended to provide emergency relief for 4 months. The appeal does not include the cost of rebuilding damaged infrastructure, including homes, roads, markets, hydropower projects, drinking water and communication facilities. A detailed assessment will be required to determine reconstruction costs. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. Two senior U.S. envoys are heading to Ukraine after holding talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow on efforts to end the war in Ukraine. The BBC cited the White House officials as saying Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner are scheduled to arrive in Kyiv on Sunday. The two envoys held a three-hour meeting with leader Putin at the Kremlin on Saturday. The White House said they discussed substantive plans for the next steps and efforts to end the conflict. Details of the plans have not yet been made public. However, an announcement is expected in the coming weeks as diplomatic efforts to end the war gain momentum. This will be the first visit to Kyiv by U.S. President Donald Trump's top negotiators since the full-scale Russian invasion began in February 2022. Russian presidential advisor Yuri Usakov described the Moscow talks as constructive and extremely frank. He said the discussions focused not only on resolving the Ukraine conflict, but also on economic issues and possible Russian-American projects. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said he is ready for substantive discussions. The United States and Iran have traded retaliatory attacks on ships as fighting between the two countries intensifies. According to the BBC, the latest strikes came on Saturday, a week after the conflict flared up following a month of relative calm. The U.S. military said it had permanently disabled two Iran-linked oil tankers, including one near Kharg Island, and completely destroyed a third tanker in the Gulf of Oman. Iran state media confirmed the U.S. strikes and said Tehran had retaliated by attacking three U.S.-affiliated vessels. Iran also said it had targeted three oil tankers traveling through the Strait of Hormuz along what it described as an unauthorized route. The U.S. Central Command has not yet commented on Iran's latest claims. Now the general forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions across the country. Moderate rain snowfall with thunder and lightning is likely at many places in the Himalayan areas of Kushi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at some places in the Himalayan areas of Lumini, Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces. Moderate rain snowfall with thunder and lightning is likely at many places in the hilly areas of the country. Moderate rainfall with thunder and lightning is also likely at many places in Madhya province and the Tarai areas of Kushi and Sudurpashchim provinces and at some places in the Tarai areas of Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini provinces. Heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the Himalayan and hilly areas of Kushi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, the hilly areas of Karnali province and the hilly and Tarai areas of Lumini and Sudurpashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Balindo Sasso's flood affected senior citizens of government support. Communication Minister Dr. Bikram Timilsena says the government is making all-out efforts for rescue and recovery in flood-affected areas. DNA samples collected from 1,181 bodies to identify flood victims, and U.S. envoys head to Kiev after talks with Russian President Putin in Moscow. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal 47. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.